chaos eventually results. Coming right at you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and today's Poetry Thursday, so we'll read Proverbs chapter 28. I'm calling today's episode, The Symptom and the Cause. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E274, and you know what that means, right? Yep, there are 90 remaining days of this season of the show. Are you ready? Let's get started. Proverbs chapter 28. The sinful run away when no one's trying to catch them, but those who are right with God have as much strength of heart as a lion. When a nation sins, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and much learning, it will last a long time. A poor man who makes it hard for the poor is like a heavy rain which leaves no food. Those who turn away from the law praise the sinful, but those who keep the law fight against them. Sinful men do not understand what is right and fair, but those who look to the Lord understand all things. A poor man who walks in his honor is better than a rich man who is sinful in his ways. He who keeps the law is a wise son, but a friend of men who eat too much puts his father to shame. He who gets money by being paid much for the use of it gathers it for him who will be kind to the poor. He who turns his ear away from listening to the law, even his prayer is a hated thing. He who leads good people into a sinful way will fall into his own deep hole, but good will come to those without blame. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor man who has understanding sees through him. When those who are right with God win, there is great honor, but when the sinful rule, men hide themselves. It will not go well for the man who hides his sins, but he who tells his sins and turns from them will be given loving pity. Happy is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who makes his heart hard will fall into trouble. A sinful ruler over poor people is like a lion making noise or a bear running to fight. A ruler who takes much from the people who have little does not have understanding, but he who hates wanting something that belongs to someone else will live a long time. A man who is loaded down with the guilt of human blood will run in fear until death. Let no one help him. He who walks without blame will be kept safe, but he who is sinful will fall all at once. He who works his land will have more than enough food, but he who wastes his time will become very poor. A faithful man will have many good things, but he who hurries to be rich will be punished for it. To show favor is not good, because a man will sin for a piece of bread. A man with a sinful eye hurries to be rich. He does not know that he will be in need. He who speaks strong words to a man will later find more favor than he who gives false respect with his tongue. He who robs his father or his mother and says, "It is not a sin," is the friend of a man who destroys. A proud man starts fights, but all will go well for the man who trusts in the Lord. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be kept safe. He who gives to the poor will never want, but many bad things will happen to the man who shuts his eyes to the poor. When the sinful rule, men hide themselves, but when they pass away, those who do what is right become many. Well, verse 2 of Proverbs 28 said, "When a nation sins, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and much learning, it will last a long time." So, to paraphrase the first part of that verse, big government is a symptom of a sinful nation. John Adams, America's second president, famously said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Alexis de Tocqueville is credited with saying, "In a democracy, people get the government they deserve." You see, a big government is necessary when the people do not have their eyes on God. Why? Well, because without a standard, without a belief in an absolute morality, chaos eventually results. And then there's an Arabic curse which says, "May God make your sheikhs many." John Adams also said, "Democracy, while it lasts, is more bloody than either aristocracy or monarchy. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There is never a democracy that did not commit suicide." Think about it. Every time the children of Israel turned away from God, he brought them great hardship until they repented. And now I'll say what I've said many times on the show. We need to pray for our nation. And I'll expand it. We need to pray for the world. We need to pray for revival. We need to seek God's forgiveness and invite him back into the public square. And until that happens, I don't think we can expect him to bless this place. I'm talking about America or the world. Daniel 2:21 says, "He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings." God removed the evil kings of Israel. Is he preparing to do the same in America? Did you know that America was not created or not founded as a democracy? It's a republic. But at the moment, because the Constitution is not being defended, it's being governed like, well, I don't even know what to call it. Will our republic die? Well, only God knows his plans. If America falls, the consequences will be felt around the world. The last best hope for freedom from tyranny is right here. Wherever you are, beloved, please pray for America. I'd like to know what you're thinking. Let me know. LifespringMedia.com/S12E274. Tomorrow is Prophecy Friday, and we'll read about the guy who was swallowed by a fish. We'll read the book of Jonah.
Boost.
We have another LifeSpring family Berean today. Brother Paul of Seattle joins Brother John of Canada today, as his total donations now total $1,206.66. And I'm going to add a penny to make it $1,206.67. Brother Paul of Seattle wrote a note. He said, "Funny enough, I grew up going to Berean Bible Church." Well, that's great, Brother Paul, so you know about the Bereans. Very cool. Your support in terms of treasure, your prayers, and the emails of encouragement you sent mean a tremendous amount to me, and I'm happy to welcome you as a LifeSpring family Berean, henceforth to be known as Brother Paul of Seattle. May God bless you richly, and thank you so very much. And speaking of Brother Paul of Seattle, he wrote a comment in on the 2 Chronicles 6-10 episode, "We Are the Foreigners." He commented on something I said. Remember, I said, by repeating his promises to him, we show our heart is sincere. Brother Paul said, "I have thought in the past, why do we even need to pray? God knows all. What am I doing?" So when the concept of showing my heart is sincere was said, that stuck out to me. The prayer is not about influencing God, it's about God influencing me. It shows I'm sincere and also helps to remind me about his promises. And he put a smiley face. And yeah, really, that's what it's about. There's a scripture in the New Testament, I don't remember exactly where it's at, but it says that God will give us the desires of our hearts. And that doesn't mean he'll give us a Cadillac if we want a Cadillac, or he'll give us a big, beautiful home if that's what we want. What it means is he will put the desires in our hearts that are right. He will give us the desires of our heart. So when we pray in alignment with his will, then that's really more for us than it is to change his mind. And he wrote in another comment on the Psalms 117 through 118 episode, "God's Enduring Love." His comment is, quote, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it," unquote. Remember that old song? Yes, I do. It went, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made." Yes, I remember the song. I don't think I've ever sung on this show before. Anyway, Paul says, "As I was reading Psalm 118:24 today, that song popped in my head and I realized I don't think I ever knew what that song was about. I always thought of it as, today, be glad for today. But in looking at it in context, starting at verse 15, I think maybe it's saying, this is the crucifixion and resurrection day that the Lord has made. It's not just any old day, which he did make and we should be grateful for, but this is about that specific day. Maybe I'm wrong here, but wanted to throw it out there for anyone who knows that song. Well, Paul, I never thought about it in that context as being Crucifixion and Resurrection Day, but yeah, I guess it could be. But like you say, we should be thankful, we should be glad, because God gave us another day to live, another day to worship Him, another day to serve Him. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks, Brother Paul of Seattle, for those comments. On this date in church history, June 2nd, the year 597, we're going way back. Augustine, a missionary to England and first Archbishop of Canterbury, baptized Ethelbert, the Saxon king. Afterward, the Christian faith spread rapidly among the Anglos and Saxons. I wonder what would have to happen for that to happen today. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise You for who You are. We worship You. You're good, You're holy, You're gracious. We thank You for loving us before we knew You and providing Jesus as the way, the only way to have a relationship with You. We ask now, Lord, that You would send a revival, Lord, a worldwide revival. Father, so many have turned their backs to You, and so many need to know You. Open the hearts of men and women and boys and girls to Your saving grace. Help us to show Christ's love to those around us. Help us to share the message that saves. Give us the words to say, Lord. Help us to see lost people as You do. Let our hearts be broken, and let us be moved to share the gospel. Lord, I thank You so much for the LifeSpring family. Bless them today. Where there are needs, be their healer, be their supply, be their shelter. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise, share it with us. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. My system will email me. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Comment on today's show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E274. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And I thank Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise for all the work they do for us. Thanks to Brother Paul of Seattle, and thank you for sharing with me your most precious commodity, your time. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.